On the pace, plenty of big guests, no bigger than the CEO, the man who runs the show of Harness Racing New South Wales, John Dubbersney. Good morning to you, John.
Morning, Gareth. Morning, Sean.
I think it's great to get you on the show. We'll probably do this every couple of weeks just to get up to date with the participants, what's going on in the state. First of all, I think this is a great little initiative by you guys. Harness Racing New South Wales board goes to regional areas. I think you went to Wagga recently and you go to Tamworth and maybe Bathurst, just so you can meet and catch up with the locals and the local participants around that area to keep them up to date what's happening in harness racing New South Wales and any new agendas that you have on your board?
Yeah, no, certainly, Gareth, and it has been very well received. We started with Western Districts earlier in the year, and of course we had the Metropolitan Club for Tarisi to follow here in Sydney, but last week we were down in the Riverina in Wagga and we met with all the clubs in the southwestern Riverina and they really appreciate the fact that they can meet us on their ground and tell us what they need and see where we're going, what direction we're taking harness racing in. Now, we won't always agree on every aspect, but they certainly feel as that they're part of the decision-making process and I congratulate the board for doing such. When, you know, it's about regionalisation of the sport, and we see that through our strategic plan and what we may get out of the wagering tax rebate.
It's just sometimes it can be a little bit difficult for your board and yourself, especially in those country areas. So many clubs, and it costs a lot of money to run these clubs. And just to keep everyone happy, everyone wants certain meetings, and I think there might have to come a time, especially in today's society when it comes to harness racing, that clubs might need to merge and work together. How hard will that be in the future, Dumbo, to sort out? Or do you think everyone, you can't make everyone happy, but most clubs will survive in this day and age?
Well, let's look at the present to start with. And we give an assurance to all the clubs, whilst ever they're financially viable and their operations are up to scratch, that there is a place for them in harness racing New South Wales. And they, when you talk about working together, they all must work together. And I seen an outstanding effort yesterday at one of our just pin-up meetings of the year, the Canola Cup at Eugowra, where all the other clubs around the district were there. There were people helping out from the other clubs with voluntary duties. I know the Parks Club took their water truck over to make sure that everything was in fine order. And the Bathurst track curator gets there and does his work, Tony Hagney. So it's about being in an industry where we all must get along well together to make it go forward. And Eugowra is the perfect example for such a small town to put on a meeting like there was yesterday.
And that makes the industry, well, that's a great feel-good story, what you just explained there, Dumbo, because these small country towns love their harness racing, but every country town around that area, they need to work together to make sure these days happen. And the Canola Cup is a great day on the harness racing calendar. The richest CO race in Australia, which is a great achievement. So not only are they putting on a really good meeting, a really good bush meeting, but they're also making the prize money worthwhile for the leading trainers and the owners to buy good horses to turn up at their meeting.
Yeah, that's certainly. And the Canola Cups was a fantastic initiative introduced several years ago and has grown and grown. Every single club is entitled to putting their hand up and saying, we'll conduct one of these meetings. It lifts a profile of themselves, but it's about the local community, engaging with the local community to make sure that the community is aware of their existence. Because in a lot of these small country towns, there's a great burden from the other football clubs. There's three there that'll compete in a town, or the jockey club, it'll be there. There's so many other activities that are going on that you must always push yourself forward and make sure you have relevance in the area. So it's good that we have these meetings, but it's especially good that the other volunteers and the administrators from those clubs in the surrounding areas join in and make sure it's a success.
Now, well done to those clubs. Now, you've got some news with your Breeders' Challenge Series, don't they?
Certainly. Now, breeding is always at the forefront of any decision made here at Harness Racing New South Wales. there's a lot of decisions the board make, but we must start with the foal in the first place, and we have a fantastic Breeders' Challenge series, and we will be seeing increases in prize money to the Breeders' Challenge series next year, which the chairman will finalise, Rex Horn, and announce in the next few days. But that is just one small part. The prize money generally goes to the winners, but it's when we get down to the initiatives such as the Colonial Stallions bonuses, and we're getting new horses in. We've got Fly Like an Eagle and Caribbean Blaster and Mafioso,
yep,
all coming in, all well-credentialed horses that raced on our tracks, that the breeders know how good a horses they were, and Harness Racing New South Wales is supporting those. And then you get the Principal Club, who next year, so you need to breed this year, next year we'll be paying the foal notification fees for all horses in the Breeders' Challenge. So they're the sort of things that make harness racing work, that makes it more affordable. Might only be a small amount of money, $185, to notify your foal, but it gives you something.
Yep.
As we move forward with the Breeders' Challenge, I'm sure it will develop further and further. But as I said, the chairman, Rex Horn, will make some announcements next week surrounding the Breeders' Challenge prize money that I think will really make breeders, owners in New South Wales very happy.
Great news. Just a couple more questions before we let you go, Dummo. That Colonial Stallion scheme, I think it's a terrific scheme by Harness Racing New South Wales. I don't think too many people have quite got their head around it. Basically, if you breed your New South Wales mare to a stallion based in New South Wales, you get a $500 payable rebate back on the live foal. So, for instance, Fly Like an Eagle, the new star stallion heading to Yerribee, he's standing for $2,750. But if you send your mare to him, basically it's really costing you $2,250 plus those Breeder Challenges prize money increases. It's worthwhile breeding your horse in New South Wales, especially to one of our stallions at our studs.
Yes, and if you get that horse that wins a two-year-old race, a three-year-old race, or even going into the four-year-olds, you can pick up bonuses that equal in certificates and cash up to $6,000. So it is really something that we're getting back to the grassroots of the industry, the very beginning of the industry, and that's the foals. So, yes, I encourage everyone, of course, to breed to the best, but you will breed to the best here in New South Wales. And those new stallions, they were fantastic horses on the racetrack. There's no reason why they won't be supersized. And New South Wales breeders, they're here in their own backyard, so they should be certainly thinking about putting their mares to them.
And I've just got about 16 seconds before Addington, Dummo. Just quickly, that scheduling, we'll sort that out by next season. I know it's not your fault, but with Harness Racing New South Wales and Victoria and the other states, it'll be more a season where we can get the best horses to our major carnivals.
I think we'll certainly have a very strong coming together, and it's only to benefit all.
Yep, love it, Dummo. You're a star. Thanks for that, mate. Talk to you soon.
Thanks, Gareth.
The CEO of Harness Racing New South Wales, John Dumsney. Luke McCarthy joins us on the phone. Good morning to you, Luke. Thanks for your time and on the pace, mate.
Yeah, good morning, Gareth.
You got some big news regarding For a Reason, your star horse.
Yeah, he's not so much big news, Gareth, but he's heading over to Perth, but he's flying over tomorrow. He's going to go to the stables of Greg and Sky Bond.
And Greg and Sky Bond are doing a wonderful job at the moment. What was the reason behind that, Luke? He's been a great horse for you. Is it just a simple case that you think he needs to get over in WA and acclimatise nice and early?
Yeah, a few things, Gareth. He's, we're all well aware he's probably just a few lengths off his best. And, we thought about finishing him up and going to stud again this year. But he sort of kept him kicking over, trying to get him back to that top form. And as the stud season rolled around, we probably missed the boat a little bit this year, as far as getting in advertising to stand at stud. And we just thought we'll give it one more crack and send him over to Bondi and Sky nice and early, get settled in. I do think the style of racing in Perth will really suit him.
Yep.
The way they go hard the whole way. And just a bit of a change too. We've had him since a yearling. Maybe just a little bit of change in routine and training might spark him up a little bit.
He wasn't completely disappointing, but as you just mentioned, he was just a couple of metres off his best. Do you think there is a chance that he can return to his best by the time Perth comes around?
Oh, we're sort of only really hoping, Gareth. And the thing is, you know, to be fair, he probably, his last 12 months wasn't as good as the previous, and he still earned $250,000 for the season. So it wasn't, you know, all that bad. And
no.
If he can just find that length, he's, the trouble is at Benangle, he's drawing a bad every start. And then, you know, especially that the last start, 2300, they went a really slow lead time. And then you got to come and sit park the last 1200. It's just hard to win if you're not not sort of up there handy on the fence. So, you know, just a few things we're hoping might just spark him up over there.
And every time I talk to you about the Inter Dominion, you always said that for a reason would love Closter Park. He'd love an 800-metre track.
Yeah, we think so. He takes a turn so well. He's paces as quick on a turn as he does in a straight. And, you know, we're really looking forward to him going over. And, you know, even if he got back to a, if he ran a place in them races, we'd be very happy.
Geez, Bondi would have been excited when you gave him the phone call.
Yeah, Bondi's a great guy, and he's, you know, he's a very professional sort of person. And, you know, him and Squire take such good care of their horses, and their team's going really well. So, you know, it'd be nice to have him in the stable.
And how have his babies hit the ground for a reason? Because he did spend a little bit of time at stud. He's the son of Art Major, out of a fake left mare, and he's won more than $1 million in prize money. Have you got any for a reasons at home, mate?
Yeah, I've got a couple, Gareth. They broke in really nice, and they're bowling around, yeah, really good. And Dad bought one out of the Sydney sales. He's really happy with it. And Boyle reports everyone that's got one seems to like him.
And Bling It On, mate, on other news, he'll be heading to Brisbane on Saturday for the Be Good Johnny Sprint.
Yep, he's only had the one run back from a spell. We're happy with his run. He just got back, and that they got home 54. And we decided to take him up to Brisbane and give him the three runs just to sort of blood him into the Grand Circuit. And it'd be a good opportunity to sort of drive him with a sit against them good old seasoned horses, you know, next week.
So he's not nominated for the Inter Dominion. You're just going to take it a little bit easy for him in his first time against the big boys this season?
Yeah, we thought so, Gareth. He's almost a January foal too. He's really late December, so he's, you know, he's still sort of hasn't even turned five yet. And we just sort of thought we'd just blood him into it this year a little bit. Hopefully, you know, going some of the Grand Circuit races. The Inter Dominion was probably just a fraction early for us this year, but hopefully this season will make him into a seasoned horse for next year's Inter Dominion.
Beautiful, mate. I know you're a busy man today for our punters listening. Have you got a best bet with a host of drives you got?
Not really today, mate. On paper, it actually looks a tough day, but probably I'm no racing girl. She's first up, but she may need the run. I think Spud Vegas will run a better race today.
And well done, too, on Saturday night. It was McCarthy at his very best. I just want to ask you one question about one horse, Birdie Mac. He was, he's a nutcase there for a while, but what have you done to sort him out, old Birdie boy? I'm talking about the horse.
Yeah, just maturity, Gareth. He's, we've always had a really good opinion of him.
Yeah.
And it just took him a while to get his head right. And, you know, he's really hit form now, and he's got his confidence up, and hopefully he can just continue to go on with the job.
Yeah, he's an exciting horse at his best, and it's good to see him in some great form. Thanks for your time, mate. Best of luck.
Thanks, Gareth.
Luke McCarthy there on the phone. I think he's heading to Menangle. He's got a host of drives. Jot that one down. Maybe his best chance on the program. Race 7, number 1. First starter, I'm No Racing Girl. He'll bring it on up to Brisbane on Saturday for the carnival, starting with the Sunshine Sprint. And for a reason, he's star pacer that won him a Victoria Cup, a Derby. He's won more than $1 million in prize money. Heading to Greg and Sky Bond for an Inter Dominion campaign. And if he returns somewhere near his best, he'll be hard to beat. Talking about the Inter Dominion, I've had a few chats to a few of these trainers, and some are not very happy with this ranking system. I agree with a few. For instance, Patrick Cutie, the horse trained by James Rattray and Harness Racing in Sydney, of course, he's still ranked 51 or something ridiculous. So have a look at the horses in front of him. Now, he would blow them away. So I'm not quite sure if the handicapper in Perth has been watching races in Sydney of recent times. Shannon's a Blast is only 50. He should be way up the order. You got horses in front of him like, where do we start? Classic American, Pacific Warrior, Liberty Bell Midfru goes okay, and she's a really star mare, but she hasn't really stepped up since showing her best. I know she won a big four-year-old race in Perth. Who else have they got? Yaya's Hotspots and MO's in front of them. He's got to improve. So there's, I could go through a few more, but I think those horses should be up a little bit higher. And I think next time they do at the rankings, we might just see that. Amanda Turnbull, she just returned from a trip from overseas and she just rocked up on Monday yesterday and took out the big race, of course, the Canola Cup. And Amanda joins us on the line this morning. Good morning to you, Amanda.
Hey, Gareth.
Oh, I Am The One. He's pretty good, isn't he? He led all the way to take out the Canola Cup and he won by 27 metres, if you don't mind.
Yeah, he's a real nice horse now. Dad's been wrapping him up for a while and I thought I'd better come back and have a drive on him. And yeah, now I know what he's talking about.
And at the start, I guess, around that tight circuit, was the only concern for you whether you could hold the front?
Yeah, that was our biggest worry because he sort of didn't show much great speed over in New Zealand and then Dad hadn't had to ask him out at all yet. So we didn't know if he had any at all, but he ended up holding them pretty easy and got a bit keen because I had him too revved up then.
And he's the son of Gotta Go Cullen. How good can he be? You've driven a lot of good horses and yourself and Nathan are training some terrific former Kiwis, but is this Stevie found a good one?
Yeah, I think so. He sort of, he felt good and I didn't pull the earplugs or anything yesterday. I was tapping him a bit, but and Dad said he really goes when there is another horse up near him. So, yeah, hopefully he's got a good one.
And, of course, that was only his second start, I think, in Australia, and he's got a big future. What will Steve do with him now?
Well, we were just talking about then. We don't know whether just race him at Meningle a couple of times and just see whether he can go in those Meningle heats. We really don't know what to do with him yet.
And he broke this track record by a second. So that was a terrific effort. So plenty to look forward to there. Just quickly with yourself, Amanda, geez, you've got a pretty good team at the moment with Nathan Jack. You must be really happy with how everything's progressing in Victoria now.
Yeah, we've got a really nice team now. We bought some new Kiwis and they've all stepped up.
Bought new Kiwis? You buy one every second day, it seems, when I look at the form guide. There's a new Kiwi every time I look at the paper for Amanda Turnbull.
Yeah, we've been pretty lucky. We had some owners interested, and they're the way to go at the moment. When there's no yield sales not around, they're the way to go to get some money so you can go to the yield sales then.
Now, I don't want to give your secrets away too much, but every time you've got a Kiwi, they seem to win first up. Is there a secret? Do you give them a break when they come over, or you just keep them ticking over?
No, usually just go easy on them when they first come over. And yeah, we're nearly racing them within 3 weeks when they come. So.
There you go.
Yeah, I don't know.
And just quickly, Amanda, how was America? You watched Wiggle It, Jiggle It in the Little Brown Jug. Is he the best horse you've seen live?
Yeah, I think so. What he done, because he didn't handle the track that well, and what he done was unreal. Like, he knew where the winning post was and he wasn't going to go down.
Yep, so it was a big day. Explain the Little Brown Jug to people in Australia who love their harness racing or any code. What Little Brown Jug Day is all about, because it's something else, they tell me.
Yeah, it's definitely worth going and have a look at. It's just a little country town. And then, they camp and there's just people everywhere. Yeah, the racing's just unreal, yeah.
Now, Amanda, I know you pretty well and I know you had to go to the Canola Cup to drive that win and that race was worth $30,000. But usually I thought you might have already gone home to Shepparton because you got your big team. But you're heading to Meningle today. Surely Steve must have a good one that you want to drive. And maybe it's Power of Red. They tell me, the mail tells me, a little black bird, that it's pretty, pretty good, this horse.
Yeah, he's pretty good too, I think. So hopefully he can show that today.
All right, you must be looking forward to that drive on Power of Red. Any other horses we can keep an eye out for, Amanda?
No, I think the others have just been mates for him today, I think.
All right then, Amanda. Well, thanks very much for your time. Congratulations. Is Steve with you?
Yeah.
Tell him well done. Pat him on the back for me. He gave us a good push last week on the show. And did he give you that $500 at the awards night? Because you went there. He had to collect it.
No, we were talking about it. I said, where's my money?
Yeah, he hasn't given it to you. He's spent it at the bar. So yeah, tell him, thanks for that, Amanda. Much appreciated. We'll talk to you soon. Good luck.
Thank you. See ya.
There's Amanda Turnbull on the phone. They've got some really good horses in, and they've got a wonderful team. And especially Amanda and Nathan, who are based just outside of Shepparton, are doing a great job at the moment. But we've got those fields out for Tabcorp Park Melton on Saturday night. Now, there's a really good race. There's a couple of nice races, but the City of Melton Plate. Now, no offence to the horses that are entered into this race, but it'd have to be one of the weakest Melton Plates you've ever seen. There's been some great horses that have won this race. A Major Crocker, who's desperate to go to the Inter-Dominion, would need to win this to climb up the rankings. Of course, he won a Breeders' Crown as a three-year-old. He defeated some really nice horses on that occasion, including a Bling It On. So he should easily win that race. It's Diamond Ace. Well, mark my words, been going pretty well for Nicole Melander. Another Safari's a handy horse for Emma Stewart, Courageous Allen, Copper Coast. Those horses are entered in that $50,000. So I think Harness Racing Victoria might be just a little bit disappointed with the quality of that field. So Major Crocker should be winning that. And they tell me if he does win that, he'll be heading up north to Queensland. Some good news regarding our New Zealand Cup hopefuls. I thought Ardent Rooney on Saturday night or Friday night at Tabcorp Park Melton went really well for Karen Manning. He probably had been a little bit disappointing in his first couple of starts. Of course, he won the Hunter Cup. He won the Mildura Cup, Geelong Cup before going out last season. And it's just taken him a little while to get into some race fitness. But I thought his run against Philadelphia, man, in that Lightning Blue free-for-all on Friday night was really good. So he's back on track for a New Zealand Cup tilt. Chris and me had a chat to Crandale Getty. Now, there's been a few knockers, would you believe, of Chris and me, despite him winning in New Zealand, that he's just not the same horse. But Crandale Getty's got a big, big program for his Star Stallion. He'll have to be up for some big races this season, starting off with that New Zealand Cup. And then he's got a busy travel schedule just to get to Perth for the Inter-Dominion. He'll have four runs there. And then I think Cran's weighing up whether he stays in Perth, goes to Victoria for a Victoria Cup, but he's desperate to have him ready for back-to-back Miracle Mile tilts. Of course, the Miracle Mile is in March this year, so it replaces Inter-Dominion, the Inter-Dominion race there that was on that big program. But I had a chat to Crandale Getty today, and he said, boy, just watch this horse go around Friday night. If anyone says that he hasn't come back, well, they'll quickly change his mind. So that is good news for me with Crandale Getty. Philadelphia, man, the camp really happy with that Star Pacer. He's right to go. Had a chat to James Rattray today. He said he was probably a little bit easy on Modern Ruler, and that's the reason why that horse was probably a little bit disappointing if you backed him on Saturday night. But all is well. He'll be heading north as well to Queensland. And Shannon's a blast. He's way down the rankings in the Inter-Dominion. I think that might change next time they have a look at the rankings, because this is a horse who's on the up. He's been really competitive in the free-for-all classes. He's a top-class animal. I think he's heading towards a Queensland tilt. And if he performs well there in a QPC Grand Circuit level, or even the Gold Coast Cup at Group 1 level worth $100,000, I think Shannon's a blast. He definitely deserves to head to Perth for the Inter-Dominion. He's a much-improved horse, and well done to Darren Elder, who's done a wonderful job with him. So that's basically all we've got today, Cozzy. Hopefully we'll have some success up in Queensland for the carnivals with those New South Wales horses. But great to have a chat to John Dumersney today. I think he's doing a good job at Harness Racing New South Wales. It's a tough job. But this new breeding initiative, I think it's great, especially with the quality of stallions are heading to New South Wales, like Fly Caneagle, this son of Mark III. I think he'll do a great job at Yerribee Stud. They've also got Carabine Blaster there. So I think it's looking up the breeding industry in Australia. And hopefully those handicappers in WA will start watching a little bit of an angle and taking notice, Cozzy.
Yeah, fair enough.
I know we're a long way away, but those horses should be up the order a little longer, or higher, I should say.
Good on you, Gareth. We will talk to you now. We'll see you on telly during the week as well.
Yep. We've got In the Geek tonight. Greg Hayes will join me, mate. Plenty to talk about.
Lovely. You have a busy week. Talk to you then.